Grownups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask. You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions, we've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Violet in San Francisco, California.
Do you enjoy field trips? If you could take your class on a field trip anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Thank you, Violet. Do we love field trips? And if we could take a field trip anywhere in the world, where would we go?
That's a difficult question. I mean, there's a lot of different answers.
My students love field trips, Allie. Do your students enjoy field trips?
They do, yes.
Do I love field trips? What's great is I don't know what your answer is yet because we've not talked about this yet. I am going to start by saying it's complicated. Field trips are a lot of work. First, Allie, what is a field trip?
So a field trip is when we leave the classroom and we go somewhere to explore, whether it's a museum, literally to the park next door, just anywhere other than our classroom.
And in order to make that happen, there is a lot of extra work that goes into planning and actually going on the field trip that teachers take on. You have to fill out a bus form. You have to create a field trip form for your grownups to sign. I have to collect them all. I have to make sure I get them all back. And then it's the day of the field trip, and I got to make sure I ordered lunches and I bring medication. Do I have hand sanitizer on me? Do I have a first aid kit? There's so much that goes into a field trip that students don't see. And then there's always the big one for me, and I talk about it with my students, safety. We're usually in busy places like downtown and crossing streets. And look, it stresses me out a little bit, Allie. It stresses me out to take 22 kids out into the real world. And I always say a successful field trip is when I come back with the same number of students that I left with.
I agree. I mean, if I can come back with 32 students, then I would say it's a success.
Now, Violet, your question was, do we like field trips? I like field trips. I will say I like field trips. It is more work for me. I like field trips. Allie, do you like field trips or do you have like a different answer to that?
Mine's about the same. I would also say it's complicated because of all the paperwork, especially for our overnight field trips. But I think overall, I like field trips.
So now, where would we go if we could go anywhere? I wanted to say something like Antarctica or the Galapagos Islands, because those are places you're probably just never going to go. I've never been there. Most of my students are probably never going to make it there. You need training to go to Antarctica, but it would be really amazing to see. But it just didn't feel realistic to say that as the answer. You know, would I really be able to take 22 kids with me to, you know, the North or the South Pole or to the Galapagos? No, I don't think I could do that. I don't know how many chaperones I would need. I would need all of them.
Vocab check, Jason. What is the Galapagos Islands?
They're a group of islands in the ocean where a lot of really amazing animals live, and a lot of scientists go there to observe. And you can see things like giant turtles and funny-footed big birds and sea lions and iguanas. And it's like a real-life animal adventure. And I've only seen it on like television. So to be a little bit more realistic, I had to think, I spent a lot of time thinking about where I could take my second graders. And you know, we do go on a lot of field trips in second grade. We visit the Academy of Sciences here in San Francisco. We go to the D. Young Museum, the Japanese Tea Garden, the Botanical Garden, the MoMA. We go to the Ballet and the Symphony and Chinatown. We also have a one-day overnight camping trip here in the city. And I was thinking about all of that. And the first thing I thought was, wow, we're incredibly lucky, Allie, where we teach and the community that we're in, that we can already say we go to all of these places. Because maybe for some people, just doing one of these things, we look out our window, we can see the Golden Gate Bridge sometimes. We're in a really lucky spot and we are surrounded by a lot of culture and diversity. So I had to think even harder. And I was thinking and I was thinking and I said, I want to go visit Recology.
An interesting response.
I know. Recology is a company here in the Bay Area that helps take away our trash and our recycling and our compost. And it can be turned into new things. And it helps clean up Earth. And I think it's never too early to start seeing that and thinking about how we can make the Earth a better place and what are like actionable things we could actually be doing even as a second grader. Because Allie, I tell you, sometimes when I'm standing over the recycling in the landfill and the compost and I have an item and I'm like, I'm not sure where this goes. Is it landfill? Is it recycling? I don't know. So even I could use a little bit more education about how I could better recycle. So that's where I would go. That's what I would like to see. What about you? You can go anywhere in the world. Where are you going?
I mean, if I can go anywhere in the world, Antarctica and Galapagos Islands are on my list of like absolute places I would like to go.
You came up with the same places?
No, but...
But they're on your list.
They're on my list. But I would like to go back to Iceland, honestly. We went in the wintertime, so I would like to go in the summer or the spring where there isn't snow. I think it would be lovely to go where it's not cold. But realistically, if I could choose any field trip, I would choose somewhere that's not far at all. So a neighborhood community walk. I would like to go on a walking field trip around our neighborhood because there's a lot of little things that I never knew were in our neighborhood. So like there's murals, small shops, people who make our community what it is. And so it would be just like practicing observation, gratitude, making connections, learning that education isn't just in the classroom, but also within your community. And so I would love to take a community walk around our neighborhood, but also maybe meet local artists at local art studios. I know that our school has a lot of connection to artists, especially at the beach next to us. So it'd be lovely to see their creative process, understand how art connects to identity and healing, and just a way of showing that art lives right here in our neighborhoods.
That's a really good answer. You've made me a little warm inside. So I will say, Allie, as much as field trips are a lot of extra work for us at times, the students, I think, get a lot out of them. They not only do they really enjoy them, but they get to see a lot of things that they wouldn't be able to see in the classroom. And I'm not just talking about going to the park, because they love going to the park. That's one of their favorite field trips. But anytime we get to go to a museum, Academy of Sciences, the Exploratorium, these places are just like a wonderful wealth of knowledge for the students to explore firsthand.
I would also say for fourth grade, because we go on a 3-day, 2-night overnight field trip, there's a lot of growth after that field trip. They become more independent. When they come back, they're a lot closer than they were before they left because they had this huge bonding experience at the overnight field trip. So there's a lot of benefits to the overnight, not just independency, but also growing a tight-knit community as well.
I was lucky enough to go once as a student teacher.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I really liked that field trip. I have the same comment every student who's ever done that field trip, though. The thing that stood out to me was the...
Food.
Why is their food so good out there at Nature Bridge?
I know, it's really good.
Thanks to Violet in San Francisco for their question. If you'd like to submit your own You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there. Allie, as somebody who's talked about being a wildlife photographer, that's got to be a place up your alley.
It is. It is up my alley and all my wish places or places.
Up your alley. Oh, I just realized what I did there.
Wow. I thought that was intentional.
Not till after.